2nd, 1930 was a memorable day in the history of Ethiopia. Since the early hours of that morning, all in Addis Ababa began to prepare for the impressive event of the morning. The Emperor and Empress Manen had already spent the hours since the night before in prayer and meditation with the priests at the most holy altar within St. George's Cathedral, the largest church in the capital. Through the early morning, the chanting of priests continued. Outside the church, and nearly all over Addis Ababa, devoted subjects were dancing and chanting praise songs for the new emperor in Amharic.
The son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie, will feed us. His justice is like that of an angel. May God give long life to Haile Selassie, the child of our country.
The ritualistic ceremonies of the coronation were performed in a large auditorium adjacent to the west side of the cathedral, which had been especially constructed for the occasion.
Shortly after 7:30 a.m., His Imperial Majesty, attired in white silk communion robes, entered the ceremonial hall from the church with an escort of aides and the clergy, chanting in the old Coptic language a processional hymn. The spiritual vestment is worn by the Archangel Michael. The precious chasuble is worn by Michael.
The emperor took his place on the throne. Thereupon the ceremony began. The Coptic Archbishop of Ethiopia, representing His Holiness the Pope of Alexandria, with his throaty voice, announced,
"Ye princes and ministers, ye nobles and chiefs of the army, ye professors and priests, ye people of Ethiopia, look ye upon our Emperor Haile Selassie I, descended from the dynasty of Menelik I, who was born of Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, a dynasty perpetuated without interruption from that time to King Haile Selassie and to our times."
The emperor was then vested with the seven ornaments of the coronation, including his gold sword studded with precious stones, a diamond-encrusted ring, two traditional lances, the imperial scepter, and a golden globe of the earth, the imperial vestments, and at last came the magnificent crown. Seven differently scented ointments of ancient prescription were received on the imperial head, brow, and shoulders, one with each of these ornaments. The final ceremony was a grand tour of the cathedral by the emperor and empress, who was also crowned, but with less elaborate rites. They were escorted by the priests and bishops, princes and high dignitaries, Ethiopian bishops and priests from all over Ethiopia, and a large number of Coptic deacons, carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Before the questioning of the Abuna, the emperor gave his sacred pledge to uphold the Orthodox religion of the Coptic Church of Alexandria, to support and administer the laws of the country for the betterment of the people, and to maintain the integrity of Ethiopia.
The emperor is just slightly over 5 feet tall, but I don't think there is any more noble-bearing person in the world.
I agree with you, and when you consider that he is 74 years of age, has gone through the tremendous trials that he has in matters of state, but also in matters of his own family. Very few people realize the tragedy that has been in his own family when four of his six children have died, and all of them under what must have been very difficult circumstances. His second son, who was so very close to him, was killed in a motor accident. Another son died of a very serious disease. One of his daughters, whom he had so much respect and love for, as I had seen it, died in childbirth. Surely it has been a difficult life he has had, and yet he is one of the most gracious, one of the most humane, and certainly one of the most distinguished men I have ever known.
Ethiopian policy under Haile Selassie has always been directed, first of all, toward education, and secondly, toward modernization. Since his restoration in 1941, he put Canadian officials in the key ministries of finance and commerce. In education, more than 20% of Ethiopia's teachers are from Canada.
People in Ethiopia are then aware of Canada.
Yes, Ethiopians know quite a bit about Canada. It is the first country we brought teachers from. There are still Canadian teachers in Ethiopia, and I hope we are going to get more Canadian teachers into Ethiopia in the near future.
Mr. Robert Thompson of the Social Credit Party in Canada was a teacher in Ethiopia. Mr. Thompson, you spent many years in Ethiopia. What was the occasion of your going there in the first place?
Well, in 1943, following the defeat of the fascists in Ethiopia, there was no rehabilitation program available to that country, such as there was later for Italy, for Holland, for Denmark, for Norway. And consequently, anything that was done from the outside was done on a quasi or a quasi-official or an unofficial basis. As a result, the Emperor Haile Selassie sent out a call to friends of his that he had known in Bath during the exile or prior to the takeover by the fascists, asking for volunteers, doctors, nurses, and teachers. At that time, I had two connections who were friends of the emperor. One was my padre in the RAF in Canada, Wing Commander Gregson. The other was Dr. R.V. Bingham in Toronto, who was head of the Sudan Interior Mission. When they heard, or when they received word from the emperor in regard to the need for technical help and rehabilitation services, they came to me and suggested